Ladies, welcome to class number 70 of the Ramp to the Highway of Success course for young women. I am Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, working in partnership with the Martin Luther King Senior Institute for Young Men and Young Women. The Institute aims to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Sr., commonly referred to as Daddy King, whom God used to raise the great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our purpose is to guide young men and young women and help them get on the path to becoming kings and queens for the glory of God, if you will. I am your instructor for this course and the author of the Essence magazine best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men, and the national best-selling book, and Amazon national best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Women. My wife, Marika White, and my eldest daughter, Daniela White, co-authored Letters to Young Black Women with me. My daughter, Daniela White, who has two bachelor's degrees, one in psychology and one in religion, and two master's degrees, one in human services counseling, executive leadership, and a second master's degree in developmental psychology. And her mother developed the study guide, and now my daughter Danae White has joined them in developing the study guide, and she is a pre-law graduate, and she desires to become an attorney. Ladies, we are using Letters to Young Black Women and its study guide to guide you through this course. This course is for all young women, but especially for young black women and young women of color who oftentimes face disadvantages that others do not. The goal of this class is to help you operate from a position of strength and power based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, so you can be victorious in life. My prayer is that this class will empower you to win against your enemies, the devil, sorry, no good men, and even yourself. Today, ladies, we will continue our study on your life as a young black woman. Beware of the dogs. First, let's pray. Holy Father God, so many women, all women, but sadly so many young black women are being raped. So many young women are being kidnapped. So many women are missing today and are being trafficked. Lord, have mercy and grace upon these young women and their families. And Lord, we pray that you will protect them from the dogs of life. Help them to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, and to listen to the people in their lives, their father, their mother, about how to carry themselves. and even to me, so they can come out alive, and not only alive, thriving and victorious, and not with the painful baggage of being molested or raped or harmed in any way. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Beware of the dogs. And I would imagine that this is part two. I am looking to my producer to get the exact number. Beware of the Dogs, Part 2, my producer is telling me. My daughter, the pre-law graduate, Danae, is telling me. Allow me to begin with a quote from Ron Bracken. He said, in his natural perversion, a man wants to lie with a hooker, wed a virgin, and keep both. Beware of the dogs. That is the DAWGS dogs. Now please pull out your text and your digital study guide or follow along on the screen. First, I will read a portion of the corresponding letter from the book Letters to Young Black Women. Then we will proceed with this lesson further. In closing, how do so many young women get taken by dogs? And why are good girls attracted to bad boys or dogs? First, many of us wrongly think that good girls or church-going girls are all good and that they don't have any evil in them. I hate to be the one to tell you, but that is simply not the case. Unfortunately, what oftentimes draws the good church girl to the bad boy is the bad in the good church girl, which the Bible calls the flesh. Second, young women are attracted to masculinity, and oftentimes the good church boy appears so weak and effeminate that the good church girl is turned off by that and associates masculinity with the bad boyness of the dog. Third, no one takes the time to teach the good church girl how to discern when she is dealing with a dog and how to protect herself from the dog. Fourth, the love of the forbidden. Unfortunately, because of our sinful nature that we have, that is, we all have an attraction oftentimes to that which is mysterious, dark, evil, and forbidden. The dog is all of that and more. Tall, dark, and handsome. Fifth, sometimes some young women don't want to be protected from the dog, and therefore they do not take heed to the warning signs. They don't listen to their father. They don't listen to me, the author of this book. This letter is a huge warning sign to you, dear sister. You can avoid much pain and heartache if you take heed to it. Daughters in YBW, thousands upon thousands of young black women have been deceived by dogs, and thus bitten by dogs. Pardon me. The sad thing about the bite of these dogs is that the scars seldom go away. Most times there is a permanent scar that affects her and therefore her relationships for the rest of her life. As I said earlier, this book is about prevention. Don't let this happen to you. Beware of the dogs, Papa. I wrote it to my own daughters first, and to you. Because of the fall, all human beings enter the world with a defective, sinful nature. Romans 3:10 in the Holy Bible states, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, even the people we generally consider to be good people, including ourselves, have an evil side which shows itself on occasion unless it is kept in check. Since both good and evil, light and darkness, reside within us individually, we must beware of ourselves as much as we must beware of others. We can be, and often are, our own worst enemies." As licensed counselor, life coach, and ordained minister Craig D. Lounsborough said, "As I look at my life, I might ask, who is the person that represents the greatest threat to me? And if I happen to have a mirror around somewhere, I can rather quickly answer that question. If you were privileged to have been raised in a good environment surrounded by positive people, the badness inside you may be latent. You are most likely out of touch with your bad side, which is a good thing. However, the darkness within can easily be awakened when you come into contact with someone from a different background who has an active bad streak or who is openly and appealingly dark and dangerous. It is a strange aspect of being, but the humanly speaking small sinfulness in a good person will cause them to gravitate and latch on to an evil person faster than another relatively good person. And there are those evil people who delight in pursuing and corrupting the innocent of their own accord with no invitation needed. Like Eve in the Garden of Eden, some good girls who are church-going and who have lived clean lives are often attracted to bad boys. Who they know will only lead them down a path of destruction. Sadly, one such example of this, many believe, is the life of Whitney Houston, her relationship with bad boy Bobby Brown, and her tragic death and tragic life. With this knowledge in mind, heed the warning and choose to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, found in Galatians 5:16 in the Holy Bible. Remember, you can choose your actions, but you cannot choose the consequences. Beloved, in the next class, we will continue our study, Beware of the Dogs. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray that you will give these young women wisdom, knowledge, and understanding enough to take heed to this bright, shiny warning. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, like so many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family. And during that time, I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what church people said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it, a pamphlet about it, titled On Being Saved in Black America. which is available for you to read free of charge on our website, gospellightsociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really means. First, dear sister, understand that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. We all are sinners. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Third, realize, dear sister, that God loves you very much, and he wants to save you from hell. He wants to save you from sin in hell, for sin causes hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, in hell, "but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven, simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for you, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins. And then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul. And believe me, he will. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in life. It will be the most important thing you will ever do in life. Dear friend, I trust that you will do it. It is my prayer that you would trust Christ as Savior right now, for he will make all of the difference in your life. He did that in my life. So until next time, my beloved, God bless you and keep you until we meet again for our next class.